Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a player.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Now, today I'm going to go into bat for a guy that I've gone into bat for a few times, and people keep telling me just how useless he is and whatnot, but I don't think people understand how hard of a job John Morris has had at Cronulla, and I just want to take you through his coaching career. Now, the number one thing you've got to remember, John Morris, he played 300 first grade games, yeah? The last game that he played was in 2014 or 2015. Now, he starts coaching first grade in 2019. So a lot of these, and I mean, he played at the Sharks as well, remember? A lot of these guys he's coaching, he's played with. One, that makes your job extremely difficult from the very start, without a doubt. And it wasn't John Morris that decided at the young age he's at that he would become a coach, yeah? The club decided he was the right fit. So that's one obstacle John Morris has had to overcome, yeah? And I think he's done it really well. The second obstacle, the Cronulla Sharks, they've been around for 50-odd years, yeah? Hadn't had any success, hadn't won a premiership before 2016. Now the coach, Flanagan. He's the only coach to win a premiership there. Imagine being the guy to walk into the Cronulla change rooms after Flanagan. That's the other thing that he had to do. Now when Flanagan left, did the players want him to leave? Nope. They did not want him to leave. They wanted him to stay. They thought it was unfair. They thought it was crap. So John Morris is walking into a situation where he's got to follow the headline act. He's playing music after Elvis. It is a tough gig. He's wearing the 7 in Newcastle after Joey. It is difficult. Don't underestimate how hard John Morris's job has been. Secondly, the players didn't want Flano to go. Most of the time when you see coaches leave clubs, the players are happy to see them go, or the majority are. No one was happy to see Flano go. They all wanted him there. It makes John Morris's job extremely difficult. Now, before he got that gig, 2017, he takes over the NYC. They win the minor premiership. They tumble out of the finals. He gets a coach of the year. So you can see there's already a little bit of pedigree there. He comes in 2019. Now, remember, he wasn't announced as the head coach straight away. He was the interim for Flano for a few weeks. That was on the 3rd of January. On January 31st, so 4 weeks later, he gets named as the head coach. So from the start, it's all a little bit odd. It's all a little bit out there. Of course, he heads into the 2019 season with a brand new halfback. Sean Johnson arrives in the Warriors. And as fantastic as that is, it means you have to rebuild your whole system. They've never had a player like Sean Johnson before. The Sharks have always been a kick to corners and just belt and bash you. All of a sudden, they've got the biggest highlights reel in rugby league of the last 10 years wearing the six for them. It's a completely different game plan that he has to reinvent for the Sharks. He has to, you know, coach his guys around Sean Johnson now. It's a marquee signing, and I understand it's a great signing, but it changes everything. John Morris was made coach in January. Yet he wasn't made coach in November the year before, you know, the season before, January. The season kicks off in March. He had 2 months to get ready for that with a new seven and with Wade Graham injured. He only played 10 games that season. Wade Graham missed the preseason. Here comes Johnny Morris, walking a team that won a premiership 2 or 3 years ago, lost their coach. He's got a new halfback who is like no one the Sharks have seen before, no one that the Sharks have played with before. He's got to reinvent their system. At the same time, he's got a lot of money spent on Matt Moylan, and you all know I love Matty Moylan, But at the end of the day, he played 11 games. Yeah, so there's two of your main spine players. They're not there. There's still a little bit of a hangover from Michael Ennis. You've got Blake Brayley there. You've got his older brother as well. So he's trying to work that out as well. So your spine, it's a little bit all over the place. Chatty Townsend's still there. Thankfully, he's the main man. He's been there. He's won the premiership. It's fantastic to have a guy like him in the system. But still, getting used to Sean Johnson and all those changes and Matt Moylan, it was tough. Very tough. Now, this is where Andrew Fifita also, I know he'll tell you on every podcast he's on or whatever that he's injured, he's fine, but you can tell he's not the player he was. Probably still on the same pay packet that he was, realistically, and that's nothing against Andrew Fifita. Well done to him, you know. He's earned that. Definitely has slowed up. Yeah, which makes it harder for John Morris, without a doubt. It's another obstacle he has to overcome. He's got this guy who was worth $700,000. He's probably playing at about a 500K mark at the moment, but he's still on 700. You got Matt Moylan playing 11 games of footy in the season. He's on 800-900. Really tough. You've got Sean Johnson join the club. It's just chaos. Now, the other thing is you've still got Paul Gallen, the most experienced player in their club's history. Yeah, the man that captained to their premiership. At the end of that season, he retires. He hangs up the boots. But all of these obstacles and all of these things that happened, the other things that John Morris did during that season, this is why I respect him so much, is that he made hard calls when he needed to. You will remember 2019, Bronson Zeri burst onto the scene, looked like a sensation. He had him on the wing. He wasn't getting enough ball there. So he went to Josh Dugan, their strike centre. You've got to remember, Dugan was playing for Australia 2 or 3 years ago, and he said to him, hey, I'm going to put you on the wing. This 19-year-old, he needs to come in. You could tell Dugan wasn't happy about it, but John Morris, he's not scared to make the hard calls. He's not scared to do these things. Now, they finished seventh that season. They still made the finals despite all of these obstacles, despite his first year coaching in first grade, having a new halfback, Wade Graham injured, Matt Moylan injured, Andrew Fifita slowing down. He still managed to get them into the finals. And you will remember another hard call that he made that season was when he pulled Sean Johnson off the field. Now, you will remember that game. It was their third game in a row where they'd lost games simply off goal kicking. So they lost three games in a row off nothing more than goal kicking. They weren't the worst team by a mile. They lost it off goal kicking, and they still finished seventh. That's John Morris's first season. And he would have thought, Jesus Christ, what a roller coaster that was. And he would have looked at 2020 and gone, you know what? Paul Gallen's going to retire. It's going to be a little bit different. I've had another year with Sean Johnson. He's starting to warm up to something special. I'm going to have Matt Moylan back, fingers crossed. I'm going to have Wade Graham back. It's going to be interesting. Here comes 2020. Now, COVID, I understand everyone had to deal with that, and that's fine. But for a second-year coach, really tough gig. But I'll tell you what, that wasn't even the biggest of his issues. The season starts, and the Roosters, they need a centre. They've got Brett. They're looking for Josh Morris. There's not a hope in hell John Morris was willing to let Josh Morris leave that building. He's one of the most experienced and best centres in the game. He's exactly what Cronulla needed. But you know what? He would have looked at his squad, would have said, you know what? We can deal without having a Josh Morris because we've got a Bronson Zeri. He's going to be the next superstar in the game. He already is a superstar. We can probably allow this to happen. So he does the right thing by Josh Morris. He lets him go and finish his career at the Roosters and with his brother Brett. You saw what Josh Morris did when he arrived at the Roosters. Absolute superstar. Would he have played that well at Cronulla? Probably not. Would he have been better player than who they ended up having at centre? I'm sure he would have been. All the experience in the world, all the ability in the world in Josh Morris. So he lets Josh Morris leave the building. What happens a few weeks later? Bronson Zeri gets done for the drugs. Now, that's completely out of John Morris's control, but all of a sudden, he's lost his two strike centres. Before that as well, his other centre, Josh Dugan. You remember in the preseason? They went to Papua New Guinea. He didn't go. He was trying to get medically retired, apparently. Now, the club denied it. Whether it's true or not, it was just extra noise that John Morris didn't have to deal with. Dugan ended up coming back and playing really well, to be fair, but it was still an extra thing that John Morris had to deal with. So all of a sudden, he's gone from Dugan apparently not wanting to play, talking him into playing, letting Josh Morris go because they've got Bronson Zeri. Bronson Zeri getting banned for 4 years for drugs. They're in a hole. Yeah, they've got spots to fill. They've lost Paul Gallen. They've lost Josh Morris. They've lost their two most experienced players in the entire club. Andrew Fifita's running around on one leg. Let's be perfectly honest here. He was a shadow of what he has been the last few years. And I understand he's getting old. And you know what? His body should be doing this. How hard he's gone over the last few years and what he's put his body through. It doesn't shock me. His body is starting to fall apart a little bit. It's the reality of rugby league. Father Time remains undefeated. In this season as well, Chad Townsend, the one factor that I said from 2019 that was really solid all year, he plays seven games. He comes back from injury, then he puts that ridiculous shot on Kalen Ponga, so he misses a heap of footy as well. Top of that, thankfully, you had Sean Johnson. He got the best footy out of Sean Johnson we've ever seen. Johnson probably wins a Dally M this year if he wasn't injured. I think he was absolutely unbelievable. But then he gets injured. So their star player goes. The guy that John Morris has got the very best out of this year, he's gone. Matt Moylan plays a grand total of 8 games of footy. 3 of them he got injured in. Yeah? You're starting to see how hard of a job John Morris has had. Now, on top of all this, John Morris also needs to start to blood some new guys. So over the last 2 seasons, he's only been there 2 years, remember? These are the guys he's brought through. Sifa Talakai, who was unwanted by 3 clubs. John Morris has him playing unbelievable footy. Toby Rudolph, a guy that's bounced around New South Wales Cup and Queensland Cup. He's finally found a home in Cronulla. Britton Nakora. We didn't know who Britton Nakora was 2 years ago. Now he's a New Zealand international. Royce Hunt, this is a guy I've spoken about a lot. Down in Canberra, played first grade 3 years ago, has been bumping around New South Wales Cup, been playing a lot of Mounties footy. He's always had the ability, no one's given him a chance. John Morris brings him in, gets sensational workload out of him on the bench. Braden Trindle, another young 7 coming through this system. He's had injuries to Chad Townsend, Sean Johnson. As I've mentioned, he's brought this kid in, he's done really well. Mulitalo on the wing. A sensational footballer. We all saw him in NYC, what he can do. Same as Katoa. We saw him in New South Wales Cup, what he could do. They had a lot of weaknesses in their games, though, and John Morris has brought them in, and they've both done a sensational job. Whichever one of them was standing on the right wing, I know they swapped and changed sometimes. It was mostly Katoa, but they did a sensational job. They did so well. 2 young guys coming into first grade. There isn't, outside of Dugan, there isn't really an experienced head in that outside backs, yeah? They've got constant changes in the fullback role. It's just absolute chaos for the 2 of them. He's done sensationally. Another one that he brought over is Connor Tracy. He's come over from South Sydney. He's had 3 ACLs. The Rugby League world's ready to give up on him. John Morris gives him another shot, and he came in, and he played sensationally when he was playing. After all this, all of these issues that happened this year, everything stacked against John Morris, the Cronulla Sharks finish 8th. Now, I would love to tell you that they were a sensational team in the finals, because I did say to you during the COVID break, when everyone was bagging the Sharks, they were 0-3. They lost their first 3 games. I will remind you of that as well, and they still made the top 8. Lost their first 3 games, they still made the top 8. And I did say they would make the top 8. They did, but they were sort of filling numbers there. They had a heap of injuries by the end of the year. Sean Johnson was gone. Matty Moylan was gone. Andrew Fifita was stumbling around. They were in all sorts. They went down to Canberra. They had to play a semi-final down there. Canberra, all their stars had the week off the week before. They were fresh, ready to go. Cronulla put an ambush on them. It wasn't for an intercept that Wade Graham threw right on halftime. That semi-final could have been anything. Would the Sharks have won the comp? No, definitely not. But they've made the finals, and they went down to Canberra, and they gave them a real scare. Now, John Morris, you can tell me he can't coach, whatever, but I'll tell you what, there is some serious evidence stacking up against you of the obstacles he's been able to overcome, and he's still able to make the finals. You can tell me, oh, making the finals is no big deal. Half the teams miss every single year. Des Hasler, he didn't play finals footy last year. He had a couple of injuries, I understand that. John Morris, he's had a heap of obstacles to overcome with no experience, coming in off the back of Shane Flanagan, who's the best coach the club has ever had, casts a huge shadow over Johnny Morris. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar coach. I'm not saying he's in the top 10 coaches in rugby league, but he can coach. He definitely can coach. You can look at the way the Sharks play and bag them, whatever you want. That is who the Sharks are. That is their DNA. They won a premiership making it look hard. This is what the Cronulla Sharks are, and this is their DNA. This is who the Sharks are. This is what they do. And Morris, he's trying to change that DNA. He's bringing in these entertaining guys like Johnson, like Moylan, and he's trying to get the best out of them. Yes, there have been a couple of things that I don't understand about what he's doing. For example, Billy Magulius. I don't understand why he's not in the side. I think he suits it perfectly. As long as the guy keeps making the top 8, he hasn't missed the 8 in his coaching career yet, and he's had all these things stacked against him. Imagine losing Josh Morris, and then the kid that you were going to replace Josh Morris with, who's a superstar, gets done on Asada charges. Like, Jesus Christ, what are the chances of that happening? Could you, in your wildest nightmares, you wouldn't have expected that to happen in a few weeks. It's just crazy what John Morris has been through, and I think he deserves a lot more respect than what he's currently getting. And these guys that he's unearthed, as I mentioned, Sifa Talakai, Rudolph, Nakora, Hunt, Trindle, these guys are all going to be stars of the future. They've all come through under John Morris. He's trusted them all from being in that Newtown side that they're going to deliver for him, and he gets the best out of people, and that's what coaching is about. Not have the best squad. They might have on and off games, but that's the reality of being under a young coach, and that's the reality of NRL. There's only a couple of teams in the history of the game that are as consistent as I'd like to be. It's the reality of footy. I think John Morris has done a sensational job, and I think he deserves to have a longer shot at Cronulla, and I think he's getting the rough end of the stick there at the moment.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.